much love is it gonna take, baby? It's Leo, Sarah, and Alan Sniffin rocking and rolling on your Saturday afternoon at Rewound Radio. I got a note from Vincent Relli on time this week. Last week, as I mentioned at about 4 o'clock Eastern here at Rewound Radio, that I hadn't gotten a note from Vince, and it turned out it wasn't Vince at all. For some reason, there was some kind of hang up because he sent me a second one, and that one got here at the same time the first one did. But anyway, not to worry. Karma has been restored because Vincent Relli is ready for his request, and it's 4 o'clock Eastern, and I'm on time here at Rewound Radio. Am I a little anal or what? Well, anyway, Vince writes, "Hey, Alan, I was going to tell you about Lee Sherwood, but somebody beat me to it. One more thing about Lee Sherwood, his was the voice you would hear at the end of all network programs saying, 'This is the NBC Radio Network.'" Well, there you go. If you remember that voice, then you remember Lee Sherwood. All right, Vince goes on to say about WQAM, "Not bad, but not terribly impressive. I know I'm a snob when it comes to radio. I grew up listening to WABC, so nothing else ever measures up. I found myself listening today and thinking, is this all there is? Don't get me wrong, the station sounded good and the DJs were good, just not up to my standards." Oh, well, the life of a WABC fan. All right, an opinion from Vince Santarelli. Now, Vince, you should know that I regularly get emails from a fellow by the name of Tim who insists on dropping me notes like every week for the last few weeks anyway here in the Rewound Radio DJ Hall of Fame to let me know that virtually anything that we play that isn't from New York is better than what was on the air in New York. So it just goes to show you, I think Tim is a closet Drake fan. And it is true that if you were a fan of Drake Top 40 Radio, you're not going to like what WABC sounded like. But that being said, WQAM was not a Drake radio station whatsoever. Anyway, Tim wrote to me again just to tell me how much better WQAM sounded than anything that we had in New York. So there are two sides to every story, and I feel I must give equal time. All right? Anyway, Vince says, "This week we go back to June of 1978. This song made it to number 7 on Billboard, and believe it or not, WABC played it. Well, go figure. It made it to number 12 on the week of July 11th. The song is Groove Line by Heatwave." All right. Rewound Radio. Go, baby. Here we go. Dedicated to the weather, I guess, right? The Groove Line and Heat Wave for Vince Santarelli. Rewind.